for the Uncle Rico Show. It's time for the Uncle Rico Show. So chug a course, cause here we go. It's
time. Boom! We're doing it.
5:35. That's where we'll be here. 5:35. Let's go. Let's do it. Who's ready? Come on. Let's make sure we start on time. If I ever hear him say that to me again, I'm going to chew him up like his dog fucking chews everything up in that house.
Don't try to chew him like his chicken. You'll never break a few teeth.
This guy's trying to railroad us.
They tried to railroad us?
They did. Sons of bitches. Where is
Buenos dias, Juan El Tardamanda Amanda? I don't know.
Mike, how much to do a caricature of a photo?
I'm out of the caricature business for right now.
Really?
Too busy.
Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's how I made my living during the pandemic.
People with pictures? People sent you pictures and you drew them?
Yes. That's cool. Nice. Do a
pornographic stuff?
That's all I did. It's not what they asked for, but that's
right. What right. Everything yeah. You say, it's like water skiing photos, and then they're 69ing. They're like, wait a minute. If we been in a crane all day, laugh time. Welcome, Chad. Glad you're out of the crane, buddy. Please hit the like button. It helps the boys. Thank you.
If he's coming back in, let's go out. Just leave him up.
What?
If Hotbody emails the Uncle Rico Show Pod at gmail.com and sends in that photo, we can have Andy do a caricature. He's been a loyal supporter.
I'll do it for him. I just mean I don't.
It's all right, Mike. It's all right.
It's all right.
You just undercut your ass.
Yeah. Now I'm doing it, and I'm going to do it pornographic.
And Hotbody. Dave Daffler, when Stuttering John breathes in an elevator, does everyone say it wasn't me? Boom! Let's chew the shit, says Jess Racer. Let's, shall we? Anyone else have watch parties for this? I'm introducing folk to this in the most jarring way. Hey, cool. Folk of Lucky Leo.
Yeah.
He's a good, funny dude. Welcome to the show. I think you'll be entertained or you'll never want to watch this again. There is no middle ground.
Joe, can you put me up there at least?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you.
Look at that. For God's sake. Oh, a little update. Rob Saul killing it on MLC, and I mean killing the whole show. Wow. How did he get Rob Saul? He's available?
Ooh.
That's a big get. In an attempt to not look stupid for the fake Jamaica post, John is now bragging to Muttering Jay that he was trolling everyone all along. Of course. This is what he does every time he gets caught in a lie.
Right.
With the exception of the substitute teacher, that became, you know, the military sent him a formal request to help the country heal by going into substitute teaching. Created an original. With the NFT now. Oh, my God.
You know, it just occurred to me, Bob's not going to know we're on the air when he gets back. We could tell him we're not.
No, I don't want him saying so.
Yeah.
Where is Barbara? It's a great question. I have no clue. It's been a long day. Can I get a hey, guys?
Oh, hey, guys.
There you go. Shuli has liked a post of mine. Bob has as well. And now Lenny fucking Dykstra. Look at you.
Boom!
Maybe someday I'll like one of yours, Apar.
Mm-hmm. Maybe, but I doubt it. He doesn't like anything, you know?
I like everything.
Like anyone thought he was in Jamaica. He fooled no one. Of course he would. Because it's based on the fact that he really believes that we are as dumb as him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's all based on. I wonder what percent of watchers. I wonder what percent of watchers still feel a little bad for John on and off sometimes until he does something typical and nasty to erase their sympathy. I mean, you've just explained the John phenomenon.
Right. I think everybody.
Everyone.
Yeah.
everyone. You have these moments where you go, man, maybe, I mean, and then you reach out and you try to help, you try to do something. And then, you know, I go back to that super chat he got. It may have been from Hot Body. It was from somebody. And they were like, dude, seriously, take a break from this. Go get some help. It'll better your life. And he reads it and then he just goes, ah, fuck off. So then you're like, okay, then don't feel bad.
Right.
And I don't. Yeah, Nelson definitely doesn't.
Nelson, you've never felt bad at all. You've never felt at some point when he was like some of those lowest things. But while it's kind of funny, it's still like, wow, man, that's look where he was and where he is. But then, you know, 2 seconds later, he'll say, I am fucking Sully dude shit bad. And you're like, okay.
Yeah. Iowa Dabbler. Never feel sorry for that idiot. Other people checking in, 0.1% feel sorry for that creep. I tried to explain this show to my wife. I'm now sat drooling on the sideboard. Thanks, boys. Please help. Yeah, it's a tough one. I kind of think Lucky Leo's approach is the right one, where you just force them into it. You just put it on.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Yeah. The more you try to prep somebody, the more ridiculous this sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And rightfully so. We all have souls. We feel for the beast, but then remember, it is a beast. Very true.
That is why.
Very true. Nelson, hold on. I don't feel bad at all. I am the only person hoping he's in Jamaica and it's in the bottom of the Caribbean Sea. Never felt bad. Never liked him. There you go.
Nelson's a gangster.
There you go. Breaking news from Mule. Bob fell in a hole. Listen, listen quietly. You can hear Mule's laugh. He's laughing about it right now.
Perry, why'd you fucking think this all?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever felt any remorse for him either. However bad it gets, it's always his own doing. Yeah. And that's really the thing we can all hang our hat on, you know, is just like at the end of the day, Buck Stutter and John, I'm with Nelson. Yeah, no, I know.
Oh,
that.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, did we, did we put up a link to buy or no to come in?
Yeah.
Is there is a link?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's also 200 plus people in here. Yeah. We've been live for 8 minutes now.
Oh, we're live. Are you kidding? No, my neighbor was out. His dog was.
Why were you late? You thought you might not be able to burn the dinner, so you had to watch it?
Well,
No.
Listen. You go, oh, I didn't know we were live. You're the one who picked the time, and you're the one that says we need to start.
What time did I say?
5:35.
Oh, did I? I thought it was 5:00. Well, my neighbor's dog got out, and he was telling me it was.
It's fascinating. Delta.
And there's a link out.
Yes, there's a link out.
Where?
I don't know.
Let's go.
I'm busy doing a show right now.
You can do this on a liververst. Is that what you're gonna do too?
Time flies when you listen to somebody, you know, telling you about their dog. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've been sober for many years. The cross addiction problem is staggering. I still sit at those tables to try and help people that want it so bad. Well, and that is the key, right? They want it, and he doesn't want anything to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
When you tell him he needs help, he thinks you're the one that needs help. It's wild.
Let me fix that. Let me fix this before we go on. Okay.
Yeah. Put yourself together, will you?
No, I don't. Fucking potatoes.
Run a fork through your hair for crying out loud.
What is the matter with me? I got it. Stop calling me pretty good. Thank God I didn't make tea. That would have been another 3 minutes.
You would have got back just in time to say goodbye and get your plugs out for TIFFs. I get it. My wife is trying to talk. Hello. Is that Rico show always on? Yes. We'll talk about nothing later. We'll talk about nothing later. Oh, that's funny.
That's funny.
All right. Let's go. You ready?
Yeah.
All right.
Control me only once. The fuck do I give a shit?
He's a fun-loving potato.
Yeah, I find him entertaining. I don't give a fuck. Yeah. And I like Cardiff. I like him even more now that I know who he really is.
The baseball player, right?
Yep.
By the way, that picture that you sent me, It is now. I know it's definitely you.
Can't fool me. I'm a moron.
Oh, you can't fool me. I'm an idiot. Yeah. Nice try. Yeah.
And you know what? I'll kiss your potato ass one more time. I don't know if you have an ass, but okay. All I'm going to say is
he is
one. I watched Gerrit Cole last night get his 10th win on his way to the Cy Young. And I will say that I just love baseball. So if you play professional baseball, all good, bro. I mean, that's an awesome, incredible accomplishment.
Oh, wait. Can you do that again?
Sure. Do you want to get it for your sound effects?
Yeah.
There. There you go.
Magic.
Here, do you want one of these? Skull!
Oh, hold on. Wait, hold on. Okay, ready? Go.
Skull!
This is when Cardiff was really heavy. You notice that one? This is like
he's when he's always heavy.
Yeah.
Now he kind of lost a little because he's all nervous now.
Mm-hmm. Stress? You think he's stress eating?
Yeah, I think he is. I think he's worrying about the show.
Well, maybe because you kept making fun of his weight.
Maybe it works.
Fat shaming works.
My wife used to ask me, why are you yelling? And now she asks me, why is John yelling? Thanks, John.
Thing about skulls is they're like snowflakes. Not a single skull is the same as the one before. So I have a very unique skull on my soundboard. Thank you, John.
You're welcome. Deadpool, $5. I think Skettis would be firing card up. I don't know what that means. Tookie, could you handle yourself now?
Get rid of DG. I haven't said anything bad, John. I just can't hear myself. You have to unblock my other computer.
Every time he has to unblock him, Cardiff starts laughing. I don't know why. Hey, look who's behind the wall. Bonan the Carbarian. Look at this.
Bonan.
Shout out to Monty, a real hero, bringing the man back home. Thank you, Monty. Welcome, Bonan.
A loophole to get on. I won't be bad. I'm sorry. I swear I won't be bad. Tookie loves you more than a friend.
I was on your side, Tookie. Why would you want to get rid of me?
Shut up, DG.
I need that as a drop, please. $23.50.
Benny boy, thanks for the $5. Yes, John, I really enjoy you and Cardiff together. Don't dox them. I will not.
Yet.
I will not. Cardiff is a regular.
Not till after March.
Right. Really here now.
Thank you. Are you paying me?
He wants to be a regular too.
Dickhead, you know, I think he's the most Cardiff, your favorite MLB team.
Not with that attitude, Tookie.
DG's going to start asking you for money like Joey C, John. All the Italians are the same.
He's gone already.
Let's watch that exit again.
That's great.
Not with that attitude, Tookie.
DG's going to start asking you for money like Joey C, John. All the Italians are the same. Don't.
All right, he's gone. Damn. That's it. Puppet. I'm sorry. Can't I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. You know, I just can't do it with you. As you can tell, even though the Phantom news ass kisser. The name for him, the Phantom Dennis, I got it.
The Phantom Shitwire. No, I already did that.
The Shill for Shuli. That's his new name. Shill for Shuli.
Shuli Shill. How about that?
Yeah.
Shuli's Shill.
Yeah, Shuli.
Yeah, that's stuck.
Shill.
Less syllables is always better in a nickname.
All right, Shuli Shill. That's it.
He literally needs help with everything.
Yeah.
From running a show to goofing on people. This man needs his hand held through every minute of life.
To ruining a show, everything.
fucking, hey, let me fuck with Stuttering John when I run. This is my impression of Kevin Brennan, but let me fuck with Stuttering John while I'm running a thing that's supposed to be goofing on Shuli. What is everything going to work?
Wait, that was Kevin Brennan, but you're talking about Shuley's Anonymous. He is all over the place. So now yeah. Kevin Brennan runs Shuley's Anonymous? That makes sense, actually.
Yeah, well, yeah. Phantom Kevin.
Robert Smithers. I can see how he got the Jay Leno gig. Yeah.
Shut up, DJ.
Okay. Okay. Now, let's get back to our review of and of different podcasts. Well, there's the Shuley Network as he steals the logo. I already got your opinions on that. I want to get into the
We did a whole 30 seconds on that. Next topic.
This is the funniest thing. Shuley gets mad at Bob Levy because Bob Levy laughs at Kevin Brennan.
Shuley's running the stuff on Reddit.
Mute it.
Sorry. Hold on.
Lied about trademarking stuff.
No.
This is the laziest possible way to do a show.
Look, now he's going back.
You cannot be lazier to put a show together than just open it up and start scrolling.
It's got to be on the Hackverse then. Hold on.
All right, we're holding.
I'm not a picture at all.
Hackverse Anonymous. Oh, here it is. What are you doing?
What does it sound like he's doing? Building a fucking house?
He's playing guitar better than you can, John. That's what he's doing.
Yeah, John's like, what does that sound? Is that how they're supposed to sound?
Why did you tune that before you played it?
And Crazy Train, because we're on the Crazy Train.
Huge asshole. Thanks for the $2. FKB. Long live the potato.
He hates that somebody has talent.
Right. Stop that.
Two.
Hi, Brennan.
Thank you, Cardiff.
And it's Hugh Jasshole.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you. All right, this is the best. Now we're reviewing.
Oh, my God. Hold on. Tiger Lily. John is now tweeting out Lenny's mugshots, all because he said no to coming on his podcast.
People might find out that Lenny had been arrested.
That's fucking... When was this?
Today. It's been going on since we've been
on. No. When was he arrested? I'm joking.
Oh, please. Which time?
I told you. This is my new show now.
Why do they podcast?
Oh,
WTTP.
Seen this in a minute.
Now, John, I would not be playing the proper role here if I did not comment that this seems a lot like Thule Tuesday. So how are we differing Thule Tuesday from Why Do I Podcast?
Well, we'll get into some
look at this. Nasty Al, $2. $100 super chat if you turn your camera around and show your conduct. Brilliant.
Carl stuff too, if that's okay.
Okay, good. Oh, please. I'd love it.
Nasty Al, thanks for $2. $100 super chat if you turn cam and show your condo. Why the fuck am I going to do that? It's a mess right now.
No shit.
Why would you even say that?
Fuck that. Currently, people say for $2, yes or no, would you date free op trans woman? Yes. I already said yes.
Boom!
Okay. Hold on a second. Trans woman?
Yes. She still has her dick.
Fuck that. Currently, people say for $2, yes or no, would you date free op trans woman? Yes. I already said yes.
Bob?
So
nothing wrong with that, right, Bob? Everything's all good there.
All good.
Okay, well, that would make him basically a man lover, right?
A man lover.
He would have to engage with a penis. He would have to if you were having.
Yeah, you can't avoid that part of town.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're going to be in that neighborhood.
At least you're giving a handy, if nothing else.
Right. Mr. Z wants you to say it.
No, I'm just trying to figure this out because that's like, would you date then? Would you date another man that was kind of, hey, you know, happy? Right.
Oh, okay. Well, that would make him a man who has sex with pre-op trans women. Nothing else.
Right. Yeah.
Exactly. Why is everybody making a big deal?
Right. But it could be what if the man was lying and saying that he was a pre-op trans woman?
No, then he got a free dinner.
Yeah.
Isn't that everybody's goal at the end of the night?
Right? 20.
Free meal.
PC Bob says, where is it?
PC Bob says, man, listen, he's got a channel on the rise now. He can't be, you know, he's got to play smart.
Just taking it easy.
No, Bob, it doesn't make him gay or homosexual. He would be a man who slept with a pre-op trans woman. He is correct. Okay, Nelson is right. Get it together.
Okay, I don't know. I don't know because if it's a man that has a penis,
right? If you blow her, is that gay?
If you swallow, if it's a woman, probably.
It's a woman.
How does this happen? All of a sudden, you can't drive. I mean, I'm saying that would be a.
Look, at the end of the day, Bob, at the end of the day, the heart wants what the heart wants.
And love is love.
If there's a penis in the way or a vagina in the way, so be it.
Bob, stop while you're not ahead. I'm just saying, I'm trying to make a point here that if it has, okay, if somebody has a penis, it's a man, right?
Well, here's where it gets interesting is, you know, they're not because they identify as a woman now.
So it's just a woman with a penis and testicles.
That's all. No, nothing nothing to see here. Okay. Move along.
A woman who could fuck you in the ass.
That's all.
Okay. So you're saying I can say that I'm a woman and drink free at a ladies' night.
I mean, in this day and age, they can't throw you out. Right. And if you wear that chain, they'll just think you're an old lesbian. So.
Yeah, put on one of those jackets of yours.
Yeah. You're set. Mm.
You got the lesbian haircut.
Right. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think
anybody's going to put up a fight. Huh. I'm trying to follow along, but it's becoming increasingly more difficult.
No, I'm just saying it doesn't make it. Okay. When you, if it has to be. That's like a pre whatever, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like I am a pre surgery guy.
You are pre-op hernia sufferer.
Right. Right. So what you're saying is you want a man's cock, not a woman's cock.
No, I don't want anything done there. I'm just saying it confuses me because if it's before, you know, it's before, it's not after.
Right.
Like, do you change your license by then? Can you do that right up without having a pussy?
I would imagine so. They just ask you. They don't check down your pants when you have to check off that box, so to speak.
Hold on, where'd it go?
So you would be a donor too, a boner donor.
Boner donor.
Yeah. I'm not here to think, says Dave. But you're right.
Neither am I, really.
Let's move on.
Okay, I just don't know.
I know. That's the conclusion we come to both in the morning and in the afternoon on our show.
Now, they're reviewing the BS show today, and this is Tuli Tuesday, and Grandma Al Levy.
Look at this fucking choke you
out, dog. Al Levy.
Grandma Al. Is he supposed to be like Grandpa Al? Wow, boy, that's a fucking stretch.
Or is he a grandma that is the head of Screw Magazine? Al Levy.
And Mike Morse. Mike Morse is such a hack.
Thank you.
Silent Mike. Watch them laugh.
Silent.
Yes. Watch them laugh incessantly at nothing. Here we go.
I love when Mule just zooms in on you out of the blue. Can you see how mad I am at Bob, John? Good clip. Way to pull a good clip. It's so goddamn funny.
I've had it. He's at the beach with his family and a small child. I hope he's training.
What are they wearing?
What is going on my internet? Oh my God, Libby, how's my internet going out?
Is John doing that? Is he?
Do you want us fake laughing too, John?
No.
Just ask, oh, okay.
No, no. But what do you think about that, Cardiff?
Again, if he did any prep research whatsoever, he would know the context of that clip. I haven't seen it since we've done it, but I can tell you, Kevin was having tech issues, it seemed like, right?
Yeah.
We were laughing at that.
That was when you were saying, okay, that was when I was laughing over there in the afternoon.
Right.
The morning, I was yawning and all that stuff. And I was, that's what that whole thing was about.
And we did a bit about it on the air where, I mean, it's so easy to fool him.
Mm-hmm. He's not a bright guy.
Now, we didn't do it to fool him per se, but to fool the people that all they're interested in is in drama.
Is the deuce paying like stoned off his ass or what?
You tried doing this for a couple of years. I mean, it's like going to a fucking dead show without being high. Nobody's
like it's
that.
A bad thing. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, nothing happens when you're stoned. You're not going to do anything bad.
John can't be around himself without being drunk. Just think having to look at him.
Oh, my God. Yeah, right. He's going, is he stoned every day? When are you sober, John? Mm. When's the last time you've gone to bed without a buzz?
I'm almost always sober.
No, I don't believe that.
Really, Deuce Paya?
Here's John's new account. Chewy's a hack. Bob's a hack. Mike's a hack. Carl's a hack. Thank you, lady and gentlemen, for coming tonight. Be sure to tip your waiter. There you go.
Because I won't.
Yeah. And when you tip them, give them extra for me too, will you? Thanks.
Possibly. Very possibly.
I
think they were, I guess they were watching MLC.
Yeah, I kind of know. So what they were talking about was...
That's fucking hilarious. I just caught on to that.
Never going to get old.
Hey, we should start the show. Let's start the show. Let's do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think we're ready. This is why I'm... Because, like, Shuley's mad that Levy's laughing at Kevin Brennan, and he's doing it on his own show, and he's mad that Levy doesn't laugh at his horrible jokes. So, in essence, he's telling us all that Levy finds Brennan funny, but not him.
Well, it's a good thing you yelled it.
Yeah,
that is a way to interpret it. That's
and you know that I know it, this is fucking Ralph Crandom. Fred Flintstone. This is him. This is
Flintstone.
He is. That's how he is.
Fred Flintstone.
Now, Barney, tell him I'm right, Barney.
and Carla. Shuley, I don't know why you were so mad. I don't know. I didn't know you were so mad. Yeah, couldn't you tell by the way I was laughing in that clip you showed for 15 seconds?
Yeah, it was hilarious when we played it. It was.
It was fucking killer.
Yeah.
Folks, want to talk to you about our friends over at Prize Picks. What is Prize Picks, you ask? Well, they just happen to be America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members. It is the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action while you watch your favorite sports and players. All you got to do is just pick more or less on two or more player stats and watch the winnings roll in. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. You can now win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks is one of the best ways to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. Another cool thing they do is they offer insurance so that your entries stay in play even if one of your players gets injured. For basketball games, if you have a player who exits the game in the first half, does not return in the second, Prize Picks will have your back and not count that as a loss. Prize Picks is extremely simple to play. I can make my picks and submit my entries in less than 60 seconds. Quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types are what make Prize Picks the number one fantasy sports app. So check it out. Download the app today and use code RICO for a first deposit match of up to $100. You hear what I said? Download the app today, use code RICO, and they will match your first deposit up to $100. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Prize Picks. let's get back to the show. Ladies and gentlemen, want to talk to you about our good friends over at Mint Mobile. That's right. After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by overpriced wireless providers, if we've learned anything, people, it's that there's always a catch. Except when it comes to Mint Mobile, who offer you $15 a month wireless plans when you purchase a three-month plan. And again, if you're thinking, what's the catch? There is none. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they sell wireless service online. So they cut the cost out of retail stores and pass the sweet savings directly to you. And don't worry, just because you're getting a better deal doesn't mean the quality isn't there. It is. The only difference you're going to notice is how much cheaper your phone bill is going to be. So get ready to say goodbye to your overpriced wireless plans, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. Mint Mobile is coming to the rescue. All the plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Ditch overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited-time deal. And get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. So you're probably thinking, how do I do this? How do I get the 3 month unlimited wireless plan for $15 a month? To get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/Shuly. That's mintmobile.com/Shuly. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Shuly. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first three-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Because then Kevin was talking about it in the afternoon. Then we talked about it in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's look. So here we go. Let's watch a little bit more. And then we'll review Carl.
Bob with the tech advice. Here's what you want to do.
My whole new thing. I got a thing guy.
Look at Mike Morstead.
I know you've never heard that sound before, John.
It's startling to him.
Nero and Cape Fear.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
Your Ethernet?
It doesn't go into this room.
Cool.
You gotta turn your
water. Hold on, John. I'll be back in a second. Hold on.
Fucking idiot.
Yeah.
Turn
the Wi-Fi off.
Oh my god.
Oh my god. The rain like got me, man. I wasn't tired at all. Yeah, look. Let me just do a test, all right?
I'm not laughing.
I mean, it's insane. It's a lunatic who has a YouTube channel where he just screams over other shows.
Right.
Hook you up. Let's show them how to dissect the show. Yeah, exactly. He's really showing it. Put on a clinic. Same thing. Wi-Fi issues. All right. Okay. So nothing should change.
Okay.
But it happened to Ray. Here we go.
2020. That's when I was at my.
So now the bit is we put on Ray and Bob starts to yawn and gets tired.
I can't stomach the douchebag. Can you?
He can't even follow through. He can't even watch what he fucking set up. Right. Why bring it up if you're not going to watch the clip? You have nothing else.
Wow.
Hey. Wow. That clip was 2 minutes long.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Mule is right. He's making fun of me laughing. It's actually Mule laughing in the background.
Oh, that's right. It was a Mule video. That's right.
I expect an apology, John.
Okay, let's get to...
Okay, even Jeff the drunk.
Huh?
Even Jeff the drunk.
Okay.
Not even paying attention.
Here we go. Let's watch some.
Doesn't have his name in the sentence, so why would he listen, Bob?
Mm-hmm. This is far from 5 hours ago. Okay, here we go. This is Who Are These podcast. So here we go.
Here's John sniping shows in a nutshell. Oh, ha 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 ha, and then That's dumb.
The end. There you go.
According to John, we're going to be seeing something from Who's Artie's podcast.
Is that what he said?
Yeah, that's what he said.
No, he didn't. Did he?
This is far from 5 hours ago. Okay, here we go. This is Who Artie's podcast. So here we go.
Who Artie's podcast. Hey, what's going on? It's Artie, everybody. Welcome.
Let's do it one more time.
Why do they podcast?
Oh my God.
WDTP.
It does get funnier the fifth time.
Look at this. Uncle Rico watching John DG and Potato, watching BS Show, watching KB. Welcome to the Dabbleverse. Skull. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool.
It is. Mules Green
Screen. I'm the goat.
Mules Green Screen vid is the best. Yes, it is. It's legendary. It's right up there with Chrissy dabbling in comedy. Yeah. It's one of those moments that will live in the Dabbleverse forever. Mm-hmm.
Hold on, Darren. Move me up.
No, you were late. You were late.
I was late. I thought it was 5:45.
Mm-hmm. You said 5:35. That's why you have to stay there.
That's all.
We don't want to do it. We have to do it.
How will you learn if we don't punish you?
Right.
I'm sorry. I just
looks just like him.
I just enjoyed it. There's nothing better than parody, right?
Jeff Closer has another one. Gavone, we shouldn't use.
Gavone, you stop with the fucking racial shit.
It's not racial. It's a word in Italian, right?
Gavone is, yeah.
I mean, like a pig or something, right?
Got somebody who eats a lot, yeah.
Right. Because I remember the dice the day of the laughter, but you're eating like a fucking Gavone.
No, I'm writing a list. John, this is what I'm doing. I'm getting a list of all the words that Tukey can't say.
I'm checking it twice.
When he does come back, hopefully we won't have any of these issues.
Okay, so here we go. Are you ready for the review?
Get ready for a minute 15 review, ladies and gentlemen.
of who are these podcasts?
Now hold on. This take down Deadpool Super Chat. This is a big moment right here.
Okay.
So let's look at what's happening here. Stuttering John Melendez is reviewing Who Are These Podcasts? Who is reviewing MLC? Wow. Like, if this isn't the snake eating its tail, if this isn't an exception, we are going to don't know what is.
You should know, Cardiff.
Snake.
There's going to be a tear in the cosmic schism.
But I am so excited. The only thing that's going to be better is when I review this episode on my show tonight. I want to thank you, John, for letting me be a part of it.
God, if you're a lot funnier than you think.
That's what my mom.
What?
What? Oh, well.
You're a lot funnier than you think.
You think he walks around going, I wish I was a little funnier, you know?
I mean, everyone in this Dabbleverse knows he's 100 times funnier than you will ever be, John.
Right.
But that's and I don't even like the fucking potato.
No, not anymore. But that's after that. That's John giving a compliment because it assumes that he knows what funny is and he's very funny and funnier than Cardiff. But throw you a bone. You're funnier than you think you are.
See, just a statement like that makes you instantly not feel sorry for him.
Yeah. God damn it. I take everything back I'd said about feeling sorry.
John, you're a lot dumber than a joke. I don't know. Hot body. I'm sorry.
Hot body 1330 says, John, you're a lot drubker than you think. it's like calling someone racist for calling an Irish person a Mick. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Baby
Sturridge. Sturridge here. Sturridge. 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 Wait, you know, when you put them in the
Sturridge.
Part of the boat. You know?
Steerage.
Steerage.
Yeah.
Steerage.
Steerage.
$2.
Okay.
Cut
it out.
Dave looks like real life potato. I think that means you, Dave.
That's not flattering at all. Not a flattering comment.
No, it's not. But he said it.
WDTP.
I love that they're all shitting on DG, the potato, Tukey.
Okay, let's watch the fucking Snaggletooth with
John DG.
Are you know who they are, these idiots? Andy and Chris?
Andy is a guest. Producer Chris is the producer, and he has a very nice head of hair.
Now, look at this. First of all, Dave, look at this fucking paneling. I mean, what the? Who the? What person in the fucking in the 2000s has paneling?
I mean, if this guy isn't Chip Chipperson, I don't know who the fuck is, man. It's unbelievable.
What a burn.
Is DG wearing the second Hypocrisy Police shirt? It would make sense.
I need this back after the show.
I think a sheriff says DG can't wait to agree with something.
Jesus.
If it makes you feel better, when I was in that basement, I left an Upper Decker for him.
All right, let's watch Carl in his. This is his genius. Let's watch Carl. Let's see if he makes us laugh.
Oh my God.
Just a flood. Just a fucking dam breaking in that mouth.
Happy, look at him.
I can't. My computer is not fucking doing anything.
Oh, this was fucking funny, though, dude.
Yeah, exactly, DG. That's why everybody's fucking laughing. Tell that fat asshole that.
Wow.
Which one?
Camera's working.
Which one? So he said.
I don't think he knows that. At this
point.
Is really bad.
I don't think he knows that at this point. I don't think he knows that.
Say it again. It'll be funnier. So
fucking annoying.
Wow.
What's annoying, Carl, or your review of it? Because my pick is your review of it is fucking annoying.
He really has it down. You say the same thing two or three times that the person said. And go, that's fucking annoying, or that's fucking dumb.
Gavone, in Italian, no slang, is a large storage space. Okay. Right. Does anyone really think John is funny or entertaining in the way he thinks he's funny?
No.
No one.
No.
Not here.
I don't think anywhere.
Kevin's neck is with baloney. Painkiller.
You think it was the real puss?
I saw Kevin's neck. He's with bologna. He's with ham. I don't like it. I don't trust bologna.
It sure is. Yeah.
Absolute fucking shit. I can't even scroll up and down. I'll be trying.
What's funny is if this was one of us having technical difficulties like this, I'd be laughing our asses off.
Exactly. Yeah.
Turning it on and off again. Yeah.
But the one thing I like about this Cardiff is Kevin is the only guy who has less technical ability than me.
Yes.
I mean.
Uh-oh.
Oh, true. Nobody took a shit on his show yet.
All right. Now move him back. Now you're in that spot.
Thank you. Thank you.
A good line. Where was the other? It was this one first. I've watched John since the Stern days. I have never once heard him say anything funny. Oh. Hamhead says he ain't with me. So now. He's with baloney. Who's he with? Pastrami, you're in the chat. Is he with you?
How about Gabagool?
Pastrami's laughing at me. Look at this.
Gabagool. I hate fucking lunch meat. I want a salami sandwich.
The one thing I like about this, Shuli, is Kevin is the only man less likable than John. I mean, it's a photo finish, I'll be honest with you.
He's a buffoon.
And I watched this too, and I'm like, and I'm texting Kevin. I'm like, dude, fucking turn your headphones on, dude. It ain't working.
Wait, you were texting him live while he was doing this?
Yeah, I was watching this too, and I'm fucking going, oh, Kev, you're fucking killing me here.
I'm always an idiot. I'm an idiot.
There's a soundbite for you, Cardiff. Cardiff, you hear that one?
What was it?
Hit record. Here we go.
Shit. I can't even scroll up and down. Have you tried turning it on and off again? Yeah. Yeah, it's always, I'm always an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
Adam, if you're here, if you could help in any way, I don't know what's what.
Hello?
I can't even scroll up.
You can't even hear Adam.
My computer.
Because you're screaming, John.
He's screaming. Now, look, look, 219.
No, hold on.
Yeah.
Adam wouldn't be there if he's asking all this stuff and saying that.
No, Adam jumped on at one point to try to help him. He's right, and he couldn't hear Adam.
Let's get a different one because this one's...
Is this true? We got breaking news. Hmm? Breaking news.
Wait a minute. We just got this in. The breaking news, breaking news.
Pork Chop Express. Rumor has it that John lost his channel for having two assholes spouting shit on screen. Hey-o! That was great.
Like, this one's kind of goofing on Kevin too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's not do that. Protect your sugar daddy, little girl. Pretty girl. Later that day, Kevin texted John to turn his microphone off. So that's interesting.
All right. This one I like.
Video producers, it's always so difficult to find a
problem. Oh, I know this ad.
I know this ad. This is great. He's gonna kill with this ad.
Fucking Carl is gonna goof on Mike Bocchetti.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I know.
Yeah, but you called him a retard. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
You goofed on him.
That was parody.
I know two retards got very upset about that.
Yeah. He goes, we call him out and he goes, that was over 2 years ago. Doesn't count.
And, you know, all right.
Talk about Karen Brennan.
Oh,
because she was on there? Karen Brennan, for whatever reason on Wednesday, Misery Loves Company, tried to root Joe Biden for a week.
Notice, hold on. He's actually doing
a swell job, this guy.
Pause it, John.
Yeah.
You notice when Tukey goes on WATP, he has the good computer, and he can stream no problem. But when Stuttering John comes a-calling, what does he do? He fires up the old MacBook from 2012?
Well, yeah. I think that's because he's blocked.
I think it's because he's an anti-Stuttering John.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I think he's messing
with him. Really?
Toucan, Sam, thanks for $2. Hacked vs. Anonymous. Reddit for Hack News. I like Hack First better.
Oh my God, that was so loud.
Thank you, Toucan,
that went really through these fucking things.
Have a fucking idiot like the Phantom Dennis whose mission is to fucking troll me. What a dick. All right, so let's watch Carl.
Kevin and John should transform into one gigantic untalented failure.
Could just set up a different Reddit account.
So here's Carl.
Fucking show. But I feel like you guys are all in cahoots, and I'm sick of it.
I'm promoting my show, Kevin. There's over 1,000 people watching live to that this morning. I'm promoting this big show that I've been building
up. Yeah, because you're on. If you're not on, it gets 400 people.
It doesn't matter. I'm promoting the fucking show on their show. And KB.
Wah. Look at you, Carla. Crying like a little bitch. Carl.
Basically, it wasn't. It was someone else doing that.
Right.
Mi perra!
I'll tell you this. Chad Zubak goes, KB doesn't have a personality. I go, it's because he doesn't want to talk to you, Chad. I had your fucking back on that show. And meanwhile, you're going out here and telling Stuttering John he should take more of my money and not even do the show.
Watch the hell Yankee is Chad
game. The Yankees fucking suck, John. They're not making the playoffs this year.
Boy, he called that shit, didn't he? Nailed it.
Get over it.
Oh, yeah, Carl.
That was personal.
Yeah.
Well, they are really?
Yeah, so what? There's still like 70 games left.
Oh, man. Yeah, take a sip of your
masculine.
Wait a minute. Does he still have, is that the receipt on the
Well, thing? when they deliver it, the receipt is attached to it.
You can't take it off.
Or it's his order, like the
probably
way
the order. Ordered. Yeah, they probably stick it on there.
But why would you leave it on?
Why would you leave Indian food on the table all night and not put it in the fridge?
All right, you made
and then
point,
brag about eating it for lunch.
Hummus.
Do you have the other one that he did in the chat?
Look at DJ. The infidel.
No, I'll that one.
DD looks like a fucking Special Olympics poster you put together. It's like a puzzle.
He looks like the woman who got her face ripped off by that chimpanzee in Connecticut.
Why would you throw trash on your floor? Exactly. There's so many things I need to know.
Yep.
Orioles.
Yeah, you want to have a good Q&A in March, John? Answer those questions honestly.
So now let's get back to the Carl show. This is what now we're going to get to where he goofs on Bochetti.
He has another show? The Carl show? I like that.
KB is the loud kid that always ran his mouth, but when you saw him, he ran away. Yeah. Boy, you ain't kidding, pal. Mm-hmm. You ain't kidding.
For showing his stomach. This is Carl's. This is what. So now Carl's going to pick on someone that is obviously mentally challenged.
What? Okay? Wait a minute. Did he just call Mike mentally? He just called Bochetti mentally challenged. He just said that, right?
Right.
Let me tell you something, John. You better hope he is, because if he's not and you're labeling him that, bad news.
We get some problems there.
Some tells me that test's coming down the wire, but we'll get an answer one way or the other.
And Tukey would like to say, whoever is in charge of inflating.
Stop talking yourself in the first person. Please.
He just talked over the what he set up. He sets it up and he talks over Tukey's fucking joke. Whoever's in charge of inflating Mike Bochetti, which is a great line.
Mentally challenged. Okay.
And Tukey would like to say, whoever is in charge of inflating.
Stop talking yourself in the first person.
Please stop. He's at the maximum PSI. He's going to explode.
Look, that's so funny, Carla.
If Mike's not on that show, why is he doing Mike's laugh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Mike Bochetti is.
He said first person, it's third person. Oh, that's funny. I didn't even catch that.
Not looking great. He's not in the best shape of his
life. Oh, nothing gets past you, Carla.
Why is he screaming?
You know, John's in peak.
Do you think he thinks screaming makes it better or funnier? Or
it
more
makes him right.
Makes him right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. You're right.
A lot of people do that.
Yeah. It's a power thing. I'm the best. Listen to me.
Yeah. And nobody does a better Carl laugh than Chad Zumok. We can all agree on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Physical form right now, as he's claimed. Mike Bochetti, not so much.
Yeah. Okay. So now he's going to goof on a guy with a whip.
That's the goofing. That was nothing.
No.
You said he was special just a second ago.
Yeah, he called him mentally challenged. That's cool. Yeah,
Carl's just saying that he's slightly overweight.
Yeah, nobody's goofing on him for being mentally challenged. Mentally challenged people can get fat too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you know why? They just love hamburgers. I'm telling you, you give them hamburgers, they won't bother you the rest of the day.
I don't trust hamburgers. I don't trust bologna. None of them.
I do call fucking Patrick Melton.
Why am I in the same pose I'm doing now? I'm doing this, I just did the same pose.
You doing point counterpoint?
You are. You're doing the same
thing.
I was just like this. And I look up and I'm doing that.
So John just admitted that he makes fun of Melton for being.
Of course.
Fatty patty. So I shouldn't really talk, but okay. But okay. Yeah, he doesn't mean any harm.
12.
What's that?
He's like 6'12", Melton.
Yeah, Melton's a big dude.
Carl is now going to goof on the camera being on Bochetti's stomach.
Show today, so I'm like, that's odd that he would put out a... And I looked at the time, and he had been out for like 4 hours. So it was released that day. And I'm like, if this is your big fucking Richard Nixon, David Frost interview, maybe you should keep your fucking clips to yourself your shit... Mike! Mike, shut the fuck up.
But Carl was abusing Bochetti, right? Yeah, okay.
Now that's funny.
Right. So if he is, like you claim, John, mentally challenged, should Kevin be talking to him this way? Mm-hmm. I guess it's okay because Kevin's your hero and you're scared of him. But, you know.
why don't you wait till the interview's over and then put out the clip? So somebody like me, and I wasn't fucking with his money. I was literally saying.
By the way, Stuttering John's very tolerant of the mentally challenged. Ask Elisa's friend. Remember that video?
Yeah, that poor guy.
Called Corky?
Yeah, yeah, among many other things.
Yeah, yeah. That was bad.
Look at the look of love in John's face while he's looking at
Kevin. Kevin sounds like a minor league baseball announcer.
John, you should get a guaranteed money.
Yeah.
Because Carl's going to play you just like Chad played you, just like Shuley played you. So I would get guaranteed money. I wouldn't trust them. Charles probably going to lie about how much they made.
Isn't it crazy that the guy who wouldn't trust me or Carl is the guy that owes Bob $6,000+?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Forgot about that.
It's good. It's true. Oh, you know, I was contacted by an attorney that asked if you'd be interested in being represented by them.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really?
And getting your money.
Yeah, I'll give it to the dog people.
Oh, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Now forget it.
Hey, but
you're going to keep the money. I'm going to give it to dogs. What are you, insane? This is a hookup. Well, I mean,
the guy's obviously a thief.
He wants a VIG.
I don't want that.
Surely wants a VIG.
Listen, I just think that they can do
it's passed now.
You're 100% right. They deserve it. They need it. It'll help. I'm with.
Okay.
The matter is, Carl's an idiot for putting out a clip where he's shitting on Stuttering John when he's doing an interview with Lisa Jordana. Lisa Jordana is a fucking clown, if that's her name. We had her on. She was like,
Now, the other thing that KB is doing here is now he's trying to say, so he tuned in to the show and he saw the portion where I grabbed my acoustic guitar to try to figure out this amazing song that John had written.
That was a great moment.
Cardiff.
Yes.
Who the fuck is paying for this shit?
A lot. Look at that. 2,300 members on Patreon, motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah. Boy, there's a reason why he's the godfather of this shit. Those dudes crush it. The show is phenomenal. They put so much effort, production, planning. It's a fucking real show. Guy knows what he's doing.
He does that all with walrus tusks.
Yeah, I mean, the amount of money Carl spends on his show in a week is more than all your equipment that you and Brennan do your shows on. Trust me.
It's also $125,000 a year in Patreon alone.
Yeah, yeah.
Carl, have all these fucking patrons. It's talk about lazy.
There's a video. Hold on. Well, I'll rewind it because I want to hear that again. I lost what he was saying, but there's a video of Stuttering John trashing Mike on MLC. Of course. Hold on. I want to hear this.
It's amazing song that John had written.
That was a great moment.
Cardiff.
Yes.
Who the fuck is paying for this shit? How can fucking Carl have all these fucking patrons? Talk about lazy.
Who's lazy?
He's saying Carl is.
How can he have all those patrons talk about lazy?
Yeah.
Fake Patreon members, Jan.
Talk about lazy. Fucking.
He entices patrons with naked pictures.
No, really. Yeah. Dave.
No, really. Boobs.
Dave, what is so interesting about
it? I need you, Dave. Cardiff's not going along with it. I need you.
We missed it. Did you hear what Dave said? Listen.
This is patrons with naked pictures.
No, really. Dave.
No, really. Boobs.
Dave, listen, what is so interesting about this?
He was DG? Like, this is before DG when he came good friends with him. He was calling him DG.
Yeah, no, he calls him Dave to. I think he does that to remind him that he knows his real name and to stay in line, buddy boy.
Fucking to fucking watch Carl.
Otherwise, this look.
Prince Carl makes $10,000 a month off Patreon. John makes $400. That's where all this comes from. John cannot make money and everyone else can.
Mm-hmm. Boom!
By the way, join our Patreon.
Yes, well, let me remind you, we also have a Patreon coming up on 700 people on there. But here's the cool thing about our Patreon. Yes, you get the archive, all our stuff. You get Shuly Show stuff from when I was doing solo stuff. You got a lot of Stern content that never been released anywhere because it's all stuff that I've had on my phone throughout the years. And on top of everything else, BS and every Uncle Rico we do is converted into audio form on Patreon. So if you're on the go and you can't watch and you want to listen, that's the spot for you. Patreon.com/theshulynetwork.
And it'll never go away because Patreon's pretty
that's
good.
True. We've never had an issue on Patreon. Mm-hmm. Can't say the same for YouTube. So at least you know there is a safe space over there at mm-hmm. Patreon. I know other people have been fucked with. We never have. So that's all I'm going to say.
Cardiff. Mm-hmm. Now I know you've been on fucking, and I love that background. Look at the obsession this fucking Carla has for me. It's amazing, isn't it, Dave? The fucking guy. It's all about me.
Cardiff moved out of the way so you can see the poster. It says, "You are a loser."
And South Park.
You in South Park, right?
Yeah. And
Carl's going to, it's going to.
This is my new greatest thing. I never knew this was happening.
You forget about it. It's been going on for a while.
I never noticed it. Just thought we were just going to something interesting, which we are doing, I guess. Yeah.
I can't tell you, don't talk shit about the guy who edits packages, you know? That's probably the best advice I can give people.
Do another show with Carl August 14th.
Really?
On your channel, on this channel right here.
Yeah, on my channel.
Calm down, potato, you little jumpy bitch.
Yeah. On my channel? Your channel? Whose channel? Can I be?
Take it fucking easy, potato.
You calm the fuck down, potato. He does.
He's all excited like a little girl. Play that back. Look at that fucking. Look at him. He moves. He gets his whole lower body up. You know. Look at it.
Ugh. Guess what? I'm scheduled to do another show with Carl August 14th.
Really?
On your channel? On this channel?
Ooh, he stepped in. And he goes, whoa.
Right here. Yeah, on my 14th. Channel.
That's awesome.
And unless he, unless he backs out because he's mad at Why do they
God, nobody's mad at that.
Elon should be mad at that.
Yeah.
All right, let's get back to the review. Carter, I would like some insight.
Yes. And so now KB is going to spin this that the entire show was
just. He doesn't have it up, does he?
So far, everything he's done right is telling Mike to shut the fuck up.
Best deals. See how he says pal? He
tries to tell him twice as well.
Yeah.
DJ's like, I'm not going to say anything. Yeah. Maybe he wants it that way.
It's like talking to a mailbox. Cardiff's like, he's not getting it.
Deals.
He's about Patrick Melton. Have you heard how he says exactly? KB is going to spin this that the entire show was just us being best pals.
So far,
deals. What the fuck? What is he saying? Pals.
It's getting wet.
Pills. It's not. It's not pills. It's pills.
See that?
He is a Rochester goofball.
And so now KB is going to spin this that the entire show was just us being best pals. So
pails. What is he? What is he saying, guys? Pails.
Pals. Something you've never had. Friends, John. Maybe that's why you don't.
What the fuck is
I have the same friend since fifth grade. Yeah, because they're dead. They're dead.
Not the screaming pails at the 100,000. Yeah, this is sniping. This is sniping, ladies and gentlemen.
A pail is something you store water in when you wash the car.
Yeah. In the pail, the Eliza, the Eliza. Is there a hole in the pail? The Eliza a hole?
Oh. Wow.
He's winded.
Oh, dear. Say it louder,
it's funnier.
Yeah.
There's not a hole in the pail.
Is that a movie reference of some kind?
No, it's an old, very old song, like from the 1800s.
There's a hole in the pail?
There's a hole in the bucket. It's bucket, not pail. It's bucket. There's a hole in the bucket. Dear Eliza. Yeah, but John is dumb and he remembers the song, except it's Bucket, not Pail, and he didn't remember that part.
Kevin B checking in. Comedy goals. Letting you know, John's comedy goals.
Can you put up Jeremy?
It's high tide in John's mouth.
Jeremy. You see, that we agree. We totally agree. Mm-hmm. Especially now the way he is.
Thank you.
I just can't even look at him anymore.
But you can't tear yourself away.
Steve Henry!
I can't. God, I've come home. Come home, baby.
I've got nowhere else to go.
Wait till Cardiff 2 comes along. I'm going to have Cardiff 2.
Wait, look at this cut.
What's this, you?
Watch this, Bob.
No, dear Henry! There's not a hole in the pail! Steve Henry!
I mean, you want to talk about fake laughing. Now watch, DG.
I'm going to jump off because I'm...
Cardiff, did you hang with me or no?
Yes, of course.
So... Yeah, now
let me get the rope.
I missed you. Let's prove that you're more technically advanced than Kevin Brennan by getting Tukey back.
You really want me to?
Yes.
I think
you really want me to.
I think you'll get along with Tukey. He won't say grease.
There's a hole in John's lip.
Ball. He won't say dig.
Don't. Cardiff.
There's a hole in my mouth that could only be filled with drool.
Mike, do that.
You want to get me fucking
waiter shade off? Of fail. Good one.
Come on, stop. Don't use any racial slurs. And I'm going to try and get him back, okay?
All right.
Deal.
Tukey, come back. All right. You can blame it all on Julie.
On the Guineas.
Let me see where this guy is. Tukey, where are you? I'll unblock Tukey.
But I don't know how to do that.
Patty.
So fat.
Why are you so fat?
Patty.
Why do you eat so much?
Now he's doing the Shatner thing where he just talks the song.
Patty.
I'm a rocket man.
Why do you eat? So much.
Patty.
Oh, good lyrics.
Patty.
That's a potatoes thing. He's so
Patty. I can't find them, dude. I can't find them.
That's been a great song.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Wow.
There's more to that, right? Tukey comes back.
Tukey comes back.
Wow, 2 more hours. Holy shit. All right. Well, listen.
Hayden Devine.
What are you guys doing tomorrow?
Hayden Devine, Atlantic recording artist, ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for an amazing afternoon, a great morning. If you're not subbed to the YouTube channel, you know, and hit the notification bell, you don't know when we're live. So do that. Join us tomorrow morning, BS Show. Live 9 a.m. on the Shuly Network on YouTube. Shalom Shuly, Twitter, Instagram, theshulynetworkshop.com. You get some merch. And other than that, Patreon.
Shut up, DJ.
Patreon, the Shuly Network. And thank you. That's all I get. Thank you for everybody gifted and donations and Bonan. Glad you got in. Love you guys.
Buckshot Kid. Bob, when is Levy Verse having its first show? It's funny you should. It'll be November as soon as the month hits, and Levy Verse on YouTube, Levy Horse. Either one will get you there. No.
Yep. Levy Voss.
And Tiffs on Thursday night. Me and Sam Tripoli and a few other comics. It's going to be a lot of fun. And if you want to get a dog, you can go to Pilots and dogwarriornc.com. I will be giving the Kevin Brennan money after the lawsuit to them. And also www.pilotsandpours.com .org. They flew the dog here. It's just amazing. And they don't give you shit like all the, you know, like, oh, you right. gotta make sure this.
Yeah, they don't come and do an inspection on your fucking house.
So, they just, you know what I mean? They got to get rid of these dogs. They have to go to people that'll take care of them. You know what I mean?
Hamas.
The what?
Hmm?
Hamas.
Hamas. Mike, anything?
Just on Instagram, Insta Mike Morse. On
hit the music, Joe.
That's all for the Uncle Rico Show.